What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. Welcome back, my friend, to another episode here on Finding Direction. As we kick off this week's episode, I hope first and foremost that you are having an unbelievable day. And when I say you're having an unbelievable day, an outstanding day, there's something really interesting I was just listening to the other day before we dive into this week's, you know, episode in the book of what we want to get into. And it really just talked about the power of words. And what I would challenge you to do is if you're going through your day and you're going, I'm having a good day, I'm having an okay day, I would just ask you for the next 24 hours, if someone asks you how your day is, just say your day is outstanding. And you may listen to my voice right now and go, Stu, my day wasn't outstanding. You know, I had this happen and that other happen, and I'm stressing out about this thing. But one thing that's really interesting is, isn't it true that if you woke up this morning, you put your feet on the ground, you have air in your lungs, your heart's continuing to beat, isn't that enough to be outstanding, right? Isn't that enough to just go, man, I got to wake up this morning. I was able to wake up this morning. That's a good reason to have it be an outstanding day. And what you'll notice is as you go throughout your day and tell other people, man, my day's outstanding, you'll notice that it will literally change the way that you move throughout your day. So that's my sort of little mini gift to you before we dive into this week's episode. And if you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're joining us and you're a regular on the show, welcome back. And if you haven't yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Hit that thing so you can join me every single week as we dive into conversations to help you get clear on what is it you want to do with your life and how do you live that to your fullest potential. And if you're enjoying the show, I would just ask if you could leave us a review. It's a way we get this in front of more people, make more of an impact. And most importantly, it's a way that I can gather information from you so that I can know how to continue to make this show better every single week. All right, so now that you're having an outstanding day, let's officially dive into this week's episode. And we're going to be talking about my 9 biggest takeaways from spending 50 plus hours with Tony Robbins over the course of 4 days. And again, if you're just joining us, you'll find out throughout this episode that I work with this guy, Tony Robbins. If you are a regular, obviously you know that I work for Mr. Tony Robbins. And so one of the things that I do in life is I am a constant believer in growth, in bettering yourself, in working on yourself, doing the deep work on yourself. Because when you do that, when things change on the inside, everything else changes on the outside, right? They say if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And the way that happens is you shift it first internally and then things shift externally. Now, I have been to this event, these 4 days that I'm going to be talking to you about 7 times now. And it's the same exact content. It's the same exact stuff we dive through. Yet I continue to immerse myself over and over and over because I know every single time I immerse myself, I am going to get something different from that experience, right? They say, for example, when you read a book a second time, it's not that the book changed. It's not that the author changed the words. It's that you changed, right? And as you change, you read different things in the book. As you change, you pick up on different things as you go through different experiences. So that being said, with this being my 7th or so diving through, I would say the most powerful personal development event that you could ever go through in your life, one of the most powerful ones, I want to give you my 9 biggest takeaways. And I am absolutely certain that as you hear some of these things, it can give you an aha, a shift, an internal sort of pivot so that you can start to pivot things on the outside, whether that's getting clear on what you want to do or whether that's just living more in the purpose that you already have. So let's dive in. Now, the number one thing that I got to take away from spending 50 plus hours over the last 4 days with Tony Robbins, and this is maybe the biggest one that I got of all, and it's that you must set a higher standard for yourself and what you are truly capable of. Sometimes we can go through life and you can go through different parts of your life and not really push yourself to what you are truly capable of, right? It's interesting as we go through life is sometimes you can say, man, I got this big challenge, this thing that's going on. And those challenges are true. But if you really start to zoom out, what you can notice is that as human beings, we have unlimited potential, right? You were not born and the doctor, you know, brought you into this world. And all of a sudden the doctor looked at you and went, you know what? This one's going to have about 60% of their potential that they'll get out of their life. That never happened, right? In life, you have unlimited potential. And the way that you truly maximize that potential is what it comes down to is setting a higher standard for yourself, right? If you're making a certain amount of income, if you're, you know, having a certain quality as far as passion and fulfillment in your life, all that means is that the standard that you have for your life is X amount of income. That the standard for your life in fulfillment is you're like, you know what? I should be kind of fulfilled. And that's why your life is kind of fulfilling. But if you raise your standard and say, you know what? This is the value that I know I'm bringing and I know this is what I'm worth. Or you go, you know what? The standard that I have is that I should be so fulfilled in my life. And that is like a must. It's not, you know, it would be convenient if I had that much fulfillment. It would be convenient if I was that happy in my career. You switch the language from not it's convenient to that is a must in your life. You go, this is what is acceptable. And what happens is once you begin to change your standard, you will begin to change your performance, right? And one thing I want to share with you, and we'll go to number two, we're going to kind of go through these quick today, but it's that if you want to set a higher standard, get to another level, you need to ultimately re-engineer the person that you are. Right? There are certain habits, there are certain patterns, there are certain things you do in your life, AKA the way that you are engineered right now, and that is getting you the results that you have in your life today. But if you can re-engineer yourself, and what does that look like? Maybe one part of re-engineering yourself is raising your standards, right? You go, my old self, this was the standard, this income, this amount of fulfillment, this amount of passion, this amount of happiness. But when you raise your standard, you begin to re-engineer yourself. So my question to you as we dive into this first one is if you had to re-engineer yourself to get to the next level that you want to achieve in your life, what are a few qualities, habits, patterns? What are a few things that you would have to start implementing into your life and live consistently to get to that next level that you want to be at, right? What does that new standard look like? And once you start to break down and understand what that standard is for that next level of your life, then the easy part is now you know the target that you need to aim at. And if you live in alignment with those, then you're going to get to that place quicker. All right, so that's the number one takeaway I got is you have to set a higher standard for yourself and you have to realize what you are truly capable of and that probably, if we're honest, you are capable of so much more than what you are living in your life right now. So raise the standard. Now, the second thing that I took away from this event is become best friends with uncertainty. Become best friends with uncertainty. And what I mean by this is I found myself in my own life, if I can be honest, sometimes getting comfortable with being certain about certain things, right? You wake up, you go, I know I can do this thing and I'm certain that it's gonna make me feel good, right? I know I could do this thing and I'm certain that I am gonna get X outcome. And sometimes what we do is when we step into places that are uncertain, right? Maybe it's the next level of your career. Maybe it's a different career. Maybe it is something else in your life. But when we step into uncertainty, there can be a part of our system that kicks on this switch and it's called fear, right? Where we go, man, this thing's uncertain. I really don't know, you know, what's going to be on the other side of this. And there can be a part of us that kicks fear on and stops us from taking that next step, from kind of taking a step into the unknown. And what I've realized, and what one of my biggest takeaways is that if you really want passion in your life, if you really want a life where you're constantly growing, that growth and passion live in that place of uncertainty. That is where they live, right? You don't wake up and do the same thing you do every single day, and all of a sudden you go, man, I'm so freaking passionate and excited about it. The thing is, sometimes when you step into the unknown, this place that you don't quite know what's gonna happen, That's where this passion, that's where this growth, that's where this all these incredible things can live. So rather than stepping into uncertainty with, let's say, fear, step into uncertainty with excitement, right? Go, man, I don't know what's on the other side of that. And that's so cool, right? It's like, let's say you're walking into a candy store and you don't know what's in the candy store, but you know it's going to be something amazing. There's going to be different flavors, different things you're going to try, different things you're going to walk into. So that's my second biggest takeaway is go into moments of uncertainty with excitement, going, I don't know what's in there, but I know it's going to be amazing. I know I'm going to get something. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to grow. I'm going to have some more passion. And that's my biggest number two takeaway. Now, the number three takeaway is that proximity is everything, right? Understand this one quote and it will change your life. And it's that you are a direct reflection of the expectations of your peers, right? So if you surround yourself with peers that say, you know what? It's okay to hate what we do for our career, for our living. It's okay to, you know, kind of just scrape by and not really make great income, but just pay the bills. And you surround yourself with a group of people that maybe aren't super passionate. Now, because you surround yourself with that group, most likely their expectations for you is that you can just skate by. You don't have to be super passionate. You don't have to actually enjoy some of the things you do in your life. And therefore, that's the life that you're going to live. But if you start to surround yourself with people that go, you should not settle in your life. You should make a great income. You should do something that lights up your soul. If you surround yourself with people like that, you are going to want to match the expectations of your peers. And therefore, this is another way, going back to number one, to then raise your standards. So what you can ask yourself is really simply, who are you surrounding yourself with right now in your life, right? Are you surrounding yourself with people that have high expectations for what you should and could do with your life? Or are you surrounding yourself with people that maybe don't have super high expectations of you? And maybe that's why you're not achieving some of the things you want to achieve in your life. So start to ask yourself, how could you surround yourself with people that expect more of you? Right? If you get around people that expect more of you, you are going to start to expect more of yourself and you are going to raise your standard, right? Get to that next level quicker. So proximity's power is number three. And number four is the power of going all in on one thing. Now, hear me on this. Let's say that I had a container of food and I held it up to you and I said, read me these ingredients real quick. And you started to read me the ingredients and all of a sudden I brought up another jar of food and I said, okay, read me these ingredients. And you started to look at them and I was like, no, read me the other ones. No, read me these ones. And I kept going back and forth on which one to read. The reality is that you cannot read two things at once, right? It's so much harder to say, I'm gonna spread myself thin and do this and do that and look at all these 12 things and do them all at once. It's so much more difficult that way and you will make less progress that way than if you say, you know what? This is my one can. I'm gonna learn these ingredients. I'm gonna read them. I'm gonna understand them. I'm gonna go deep in them. And when you do that, when you go deep in one thing, that is where you can start to dive into what we call mastery, right? It's not jack of all trades. It's how do you focus in on one thing and become so unbelievable at that thing? Now, once you become amazing at that thing, outstanding at that thing, then you can go work on the second thing, right? Someone once said, it's not that we can't do everything we want to do in our life. It's just that we have to do them one at a time, right? So understand that when you go in on one thing, everything in your life can begin to change. I remember several moments in my life when I've been committed to one thing, everything has started to change. So ask yourself, are you doing 2, 3, 4, 5 things right now? And you're kind of dabbling in all of them, not doing them at the level you want? Or are you focused on one thing, laser focused on it, and really diving deep in that? And if you're doing 4 or 5, start to ask yourself, okay, does this make sense? Am I where I want to be in all these 5 things? Or would it make sense to really get committed to just one of these? All right, that's number 4. Now, number 5 is to praise yourself and celebrate every ounce of progress, excuse me, in your life. Now, what I mean by this is sometimes in life, we can get caught up on feeling like we need to achieve the big things to then celebrate, to then be happy. But if we go way, 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 way back to when you were a little kid, right? You were just a little tyke. What got you to the place of where you are today? And I'm talking the basics, speaking and talking. What got you to be able to speak and what got you to be able to talk as well as you talk and walk today is with celebrating every aspect of progress and praising yourself through the process. Because think about this. The first time that you attempted to walk, I want you to imagine that if you tried to walk and you like stood up for a little bit as a kid and fell back down because you couldn't quite stand up, if your parents came over to you and looked at you and were like, are you serious? You can't stand up all the way. This is pathetic. I mean, you've never walked in your life, but you got up and you just took like half of a wobble and that's all you could do. Imagine your parents did that to you when you were a really small kid and you started to walk. You probably would have not tried as hard to keep walking. But what they did is rather than getting down on you saying, man, that was a pathetic way to start walking, as soon as you even just stood up for a millisecond and started making progress towards walking, what happened? Everybody came over around you and started cheering, celebrating, right? Applauding you, praising you because you started to make progress. And what your brain did scientifically is it went, oh my God, I'm getting praised for this thing for in my life that I'm doing. I didn't do it perfectly, but I made progress and I got praised for it. Let me try again. And then you tried again, and maybe next time you still didn't quite walk, but maybe you stood up for just a quick second. And again, everybody praised you and applauded you. And again, your brain went, ooh, I'm getting praise. I'm getting celebration. Let me keep doing this, right? Same thing happened when you started to talk. You would say half a word and someone would praise you. So as you move towards something you want to do in your life, as you make progress in your life, make sure that you're always celebrating and praising yourself, right? It could be a big dream that you have for your life and you make one tiny, tiny step towards it. It's like a millimeter of a step. It's so small. But when you make that step, start to applaud and celebrate yourself because what it does is now your brain starts to go, wait. We just took half a mil step towards that and we're celebrating? Like, I want to do that again. I want to get another hit of that celebration, of that progress. And then you will continue to go back and back and back and back and forth, right? And continue to do that thing over and over and over. So make sure that you celebrate yourself, right? Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's start right now. What is something you're working towards in your life? And I want you to ask yourself, what's one thing you did in the last 24 hours to start making progress on that? And then all you're going to do is just celebrate for 5 seconds, whether that's giving yourself a pat on the back, whether that's giving yourself a hug, whether that's giving yourself a high five, whether that's shouting out for a little bit. Give yourself some praise right now. All right. That is number 5. Praise yourself. Celebrate all the progress. Now, number 6 is let the record show that you won or that you lost, not that you did not swing the bat. Hear me again on this. Number 6 is let the record show that you won or you lost, not that you did not swing the bat. So whatever it is that you're looking to do in this next step of your life, right, whatever it is you're currently doing, ask yourself, have you been sitting on the sidelines thinking, contemplating, wondering what's going to happen? Or have you been in the game, right? They say Babe Ruth, right? He had the most hits ever in the MLB baseball, but he also had the most strikeouts, right? So he got up, he swung, he broke a record, but he also broke the other record, which is he struck out the most, right? But the key is that he was in the game. So ask yourself, are you in the game, right? Are you making progress towards something? Are you swinging the bat or are you just sitting there waiting for the perfect time, waiting for things to be in alignment, waiting for the right time, the right moment, the right, you know, whatever? Or are you getting in the game? Make sure that when you get to the end of your life, you go, man, I swung the bat over and over and over. And yeah, I struck out several times, but man, I had a few singles. I had a few doubles, a triples, and I even had a few home runs because you swung the bat. All right. That's number 6. Now, number 7, and this one's just simple, but I heard this from one of the speakers and I thought it was so powerful. And it was that self-doubt kills more dreams than anything else. Self-doubt kills more dreams than anything else. Sometimes we can be our biggest critic. Sometimes we can look at the things we want to do in life and we can start doubting ourselves. We go, you couldn't do that. You're not worthy. You're not smart enough. You're not XYZ. And then we never even end up trying, right? We don't go swing the bat because we have the self-doubt, right? But imagine that you could inject confidence in yourself for 24 hours, believe in yourself for a little bit. Then what would you do if you did have the confidence? And then my encouragement to you and to myself would be then go do that thing. Even if you're not fully confident, even if you don't quite feel ready, ask yourself, if I did have the confidence, if I did have the self-belief, what's the thing that I would do? And what's really interesting is when you ask yourself that question, right? If I had the confidence, the self-belief, what would I do? And then you go do it. That is how you begin to build this self-confidence, this self-belief in the biggest way possible, right? So great question to ask. Again, if you were confident, if you were self-believing in yourself, what is the thing that you would do? And then go do that, all right? Self-doubt kills more dreams than anything else. That is number seven. Number eight is that high energy people attract high energy people and high energy income, right? High energy people attract high energy people and high energy income, right? Think about this. If there were two people that you, let's say you walked into a grocery store and there were two clerks, you went to one of them day after day, right? You went to one Tuesday, one Wednesday, and one of them you went out and talked to while you were checking out of the grocery store, and they were just kind of down. They weren't really energetic. They weren't, you know, really like giving off a good vibe. And then the next day you went back and there was someone at the cash register and he or she was just excited. They were high energy. They were, you know, just pumped on life, whatever it is. Which one of those would you want to hang out with? And I think for most of us, it would be that second person. So what you want to ask yourself is as you're going throughout your life, are you a high energy person or are you a low energy person? And if you're a low energy person, chances are that you're probably attracting people that are in that same low energy. So if you want to bring more opportunities, if you want to bring better people, right? We talked about proximity is everything. If you want to bring more income, you have to begin to raise your energy. All right. Energy will attract the people and the income and the opportunities around you. That's number eight. And finally, that leads us into number nine, which is that energy is everything. Energy is everything. If you want to have a passionate life, if you want to have an unbelievable career, if you want to have an unbelievable day-to-day experience in your life, it all comes back to energy. So you want to start to ask yourself, what are things you can do to increase your energy, right? A great way is ask yourself, what are 3, 4, 5 things that when you do it, they get you excited, they get you in an energetic state, and start implementing more of those things into your day-to-day life. Right? And understand that at the end of the day, energy is a habit. Energy is a habit. It's not food. It's not sleep, right? We probably all had those days where we ate way too much and we weren't energized, or we had some of those days where we didn't sleep, but something happened and we were alive. We were energy rich. So you have to understand that energy is a habit. And going back to number one, energy is a standard. Do you have the standard in your life that you're a high energy person, or do you have the standard in your life that energy is not really that important, and so you don't really need much of it, right? But that's principle number nine. The ninth biggest takeaway that I got from this event is understanding that energy is everything, and you have to find ways to increase your energy. And I'm not just talking go drink 12 cups of coffee, but find ways to naturally increase the amount of energy that you have in your life, all right? So one final recap. Let me go through all of them. Number one is set a higher standard for yourself and what you are truly capable of. Number two, become best friends with uncertainty. Number three, proximity is everything. Number four, go all in on one thing. Number five, praise yourself and celebrate all progress. Number six, let the record show you won or lost, not that you did not swing the bat. Number seven, self-doubt kills more dreams than anything else. Number eight, high energy people attract high energy people and high energy income. And finally, the ninth biggest lesson I got is that energy is everything. So make sure you go out there, increase that energy. And that is what we have for you on the podcast today. I hope you truly take one of these things from today, one of my biggest takeaways, and ask yourself, how can you start to implement one of these takeaways into your life to help you get to the next level, right? You do one thing, and actually you got to do two, because if you do one, that means you have to praise yourself and you have to celebrate the progress. So you got to do two things from this list in the next 24 hours, right? Do something to move the needle forward in your life. And other than that, I just want to say thank you again for hanging out with me on the podcast. It is always a joy to come have a conversation with you and help you get clear on what it is you want to do and how do you maximize doing that in your life. Other than that, that's all we have for today. Have a beautiful, incredible, and continue to keep it an outstanding rest of your day. I will talk to you soon. If you want more of the podcast, don't feel like you need to go anywhere. I have a podcast coming up right after this. And other than that, I will talk to you soon. Take care.